Basically, this is the pre-K wing, and we have two rooms and a motorroom. So this first room here is Erin German's room. She is one of our new preschool teachers, and as you can see, it is brand new everything. We have a technology tablet table. We have all of the sensory tables, the kitchenette, the cots, the play supplies, everything that a pre-K student would need to have purposeful play and learning within the preschool classroom.
What are those on the table?
Those on the table are the newest, greatest thing. They are learn pads. And what they are is, for lack of a better way to explain them, they're like iPads for education. They are able to the teacher is able to manage the system, the management system within the pad, the tablet, and send direct information to students and watch what they're doing on the learn pads while they're doing it. So for instance, Craig, if you were to walk in this room, come into your first day of preschool, Miss German would hand you a QR code, and you'd walk over to your tablet and you'd draw a circle on it, you'd take a picture of your QR code, and boom, pops in what you're going to do during your tablet time that day. At your level, at your instructional level. So the newest, greatest, it's a very new technology. We are going to have them throughout the building, not just in the pre-K, because this project really is a pre-K 5 project. But we are focusing on getting the earliest learners ready for kindergarten.
I've got to think the kids coming in would be pretty excited to see all of the new tables and chairs.
Absolutely. And chairs, we have to tell you about our new chairs, because these aren't just normal new chairs. If you look back at the tablet table, we have little, they're called runts. They look like mushrooms. They can be wiped down. They hold up to 250 pounds. I don't think we'll have a preschooler that big, but they are, they have what's called a posture ball inside, and we know kids like to be very active. So they can wiggle and jiggle and get up and down, and it's all part of how that chair is supposed to help the child keep focused. But we didn't want to leave our teachers out, so we got them a big runts. And they have their own mushroom chairs. So
you need to sit on it.
Yes, please sit on it.
Seriously. You need these.
All right. Do you mind if I sit on your chair here?
I think you're
going to
want one.
I like it.
It's nice.
Sure.
Kind of a core workout while you're
doing it too. Sure. Very nice.
Yes, all of our preschoolers will have six abs. Whoa. So we have... We'll move down the hallway. These are all their little lockers in the hall. And then we move into, we said if we're gonna have two four-year-old preschool rooms, we need to have their own motor room, because it's so important that they get to work within a motor setting and all of the sensory, the gross and fine motor skills. So we've equipped this, and we're still working at it. There's going to be things hung up on the walls and everything, but they'll have hula hoops and balance beams and yoga and all the different things, scooter races, and there'll be calming music and things that the teacher and the instructional paras can take, or the OT can take the students in and work on their gross motor skills and fine motor skills. We went with a two-tone gray and white, just to kind of a calming color. But we still wanted to have some, as you see in the two preschool rooms, some of that primary color for them, so it's nice and bright. But even the pillows are part of that. So yeah. We'll go to the next room here, and then we can take you either to the playground or the new community wing, because the parent involvement is a big part of this project. It really is. But this is the second preschool room. This is Jill Hennis's room.
We're on the radio.
Jill Hennis's room. And she's been she's a veteran preschool teacher for 10 years, 12 years, somewhere in there.
This is my 11th year.
11th year. See, I was right in the middle. Eh? That she's been teaching preschool, and that was part of the grant. We designed it to have a veteran and a new teacher because we felt that was what we needed to be successful, someone who's been around in the preschool world for a while. But the same room, everything brand new. There's not a piece of furniture in here that's old. It's all been supported by the Stocker Foundation, and they too have their mushroom chairs there. See, he got to sit on one, so he's loving that. But a lot of this will be filled in, you know, the pictures will go up once the kids are in their classrooms. But it's very, as you can see, very bright, very new. That we have the latest technology along with the learn pads. We have the smart board, the big smart board, and they'll be able to work on that.
With speakers?
With speakers, yes. Surround sound. So all of our, we have smart boards in every classroom, and we feel very strongly that technology has to be embedded into the daily instructional life. So teachers can have even the smart board be a center while she's working over here with her back there. She's back there with the students. And you can kind of envision how this will work. And I was not a preschool teacher. I was a sixth grade math and reading teacher. But as the teacher's working individually with small, or not individually, or small groups, the students would move throughout the different centers that are uniquely designed to be at their instructional level, which is what you want. You teach all the students at the preschool level, but each individual student might have a different instructional level. So you'll be able to enrich or intervene depending on their needs.
You've seen several rooms, and maybe you've seen, you know, more before I got here, but what do you think about what's been done so far?
Oh, we're thrilled. I mean, from the first time I was here in the building to what it is now, and seeing the vision and the transformation come to life, it's amazing. This just even from the first step you take into the building, how they've changed the vestibule area, where it's more welcoming and inviting and just community oriented, and the brightness of the building. And I really appreciate what Ann said about just the colors, that you've got the basic sort of gray colors on the wall, but then these bright pops of color. And I think that when the community and the parents come in for the first time, I think they're going to really feel a sense of pride that that this is special just for them. And it really makes the learning environment that much more appealing, and they want to be here and be a part of it and take this whole experience very seriously. As you've got
a positive experience.
Yeah, because part of this whole thing is that the parental involvement has to be there in order for the child to remain a part of the program. And so I think doing, you know, all the things that you've done really enables, you know, them to feel a part of it.
So we set this up very strategically because there is an entrance here. We can have community come in, and we're teaming up with LC Connect, I believe, with Tim Howard, and they're going to be running some parent workshops for us. We're also going to have the counselor do some parent workshops as far as how to work with their students when they're frustrated, you know, the school works too hard or what have you. And then we're, the Center for Arts Inspired Learning is also going to be doing some parent workshops through the arts. So this is the community wing, as we call it. It's going to start over on this side. We have a brand new computer lab, technology lab, that was part of the grant, that we can run parent workshops, we can run community workshops, we can do all kinds of things, but better yet, when it's not in use, the students will be using it. So it gives us another opportunity to get the students in here. And I love these boards. Do you have mouse control? There's another one. The world is a click away, so that is really how we feel. It's an important piece to the learning experience, as Patty said. You have to have the involvement of not only the parents, but the community. Because our goal for O'Leary City Schools is to help the students be successful community members when they graduate. And that really is what a school district is there for success for the student educationally, but also as a productive member of the community. So we're excited about the community lab. As you can see, we went with fun chairs again here, Craig. They don't look comfortable, but they are. But this is all part of the Stocker grant that helped us. And over next to it, we are going to do something. This is where you're going to see a lot of the work with the high school. We're going to let them do murals in this room, and there will be a smart board and everything. And this is going to be a room that could have many purposes, but it could be an incentive room. As you can see, we're going to have some Wii's to work on some motor skills with the kids, bowling or whatever. You know, as much as video games and that should not be their whole time at home and everything, and or at school, there are very educational reasons why we would want them to maybe do some gaming here at school with the fine and gross motor skills and the appropriate educational games. But we're going to be working on this throughout the year with the art students. We want them to put the murals up. We uncovered this beautiful old terrazzo floor and still holding up, and we didn't want to cover it. It used to have carpet on it, and we really like it, but we're going to have to put something in here once it's painted to keep the echoing down. But it's a beautiful room, and we're going to use this as kind of an incentive room to work on some of those skills, yet give the students an alternative place to go